Yep.
Dr. Kissinger.
Hello.
Mr. President?
Yep.
I thought you might like to hear a cable we just got from bunker about half an hour ago.
Yep.
We have just heard the President's moving and courageous speech. It has inspired us all with a renewed sense of dedication and determination. Please say to him that all of us here are resolved to achieve the goals he has so eloquently stated. Please express to the President my admiration and respect for his great personal courage.
That's nice.
Warmest personal regards.
Very nice, very nice. Well, what the hell?
Well, Mr. President...
We hear nothing, you know. I haven't heard from McGregor or from Rumsfeld or Finch, any of our other fellows. I mean, they're all cowering, I suppose, waiting to receive
a poll. Well, I think McGregor called Haldeman and said he was disappointed at the withdrawal...
That's fine. Well, we've got to shake him up a little then.
But that he thought otherwise, it was a well-delivered speech.
Well, yeah. Good. Okay.
But it was a great speech, Mr. President.
Yeah, the hell with all the rest. Okay. I talked to Rockefeller. He was fine.
Was he okay?
Oh, hell, he talked very nice. Well, you know, he's playing both sides.
I don't think
his own future is involved here, too. You know, what the hell, if I go down, he may go up, but he isn't. He never go up.
No, he never says anything against you, as far as I know, Mr. President.
That's
he may not say as much publicly
right.
as he
right.
should.
Right.
But he knows you're right.
Yeah, that's right. So is Reagan, so is Johnson, all the rest.
But Reagan called in, you know.
Did he? What did he say?
He said it was outstanding, moving, the best reputation to all these softies or whatever left
for him. Him. Good, good, good. Okay.
Right, Mr.
Thank you.